With that, call.
All right, cleanup hitter. I just want to get a few thoughts through. I'm wrong page number on my screen. Different benchmarks measure different things. So if you look at your simple target index, that is really the measurement of, is our portfolio construct, the complexity, is that worth it? When you look at your policy benchmark right now private markets is basically neutralized in there. We don't have a mechanism to measure your implementation success. So this bringing in of the MSCI sort of peer universes brings that into the policy index. So when we're looking at the total fund compared to a policy index or the composites compared to a benchmark, we will now have a measure to actually gauge implementation success. So that's really the reason to bring this in, so that we can actually answer that question as best as we can. If, you know, when Dave was here a couple weeks ago and I was here a couple weeks ago, we mentioned every benchmark in private markets is imperfect. We think this gets us a lot closer to a better benchmark and the best we think we can come up with to help measure that implementation success. And there's really two major providers for the most part, MSCI and Cambridge, for these big peer universe sets. We think MSCI, even though it is marginally more, it's a bigger universe. And from our seat, what we're seeing is the trajectory of that existing and continuing to grow and being a main source of private markets performance is much better. It's got a better trajectory than what we see on the Cambridge side. So we think that just warrants bringing that in. So now we'll have another tool, or really a main tool, to measure implementation success within your private markets portfolios. Everything else across the benchmarks, as Tim alluded to, no major issues. It's really just how we want to help address some of the private markets pieces with the MSCI suite of indices.
We've come a long way since using the S&P plus 400 basis points or whatever it was. I think that's what it was when I came on.
Yeah, and this speaks to some of the compression in the marketplace where you've seen convergence between public markets and private markets, where they're just not quite as differentiated as they used to be. And the interplay between public markets and private markets is a lot more robust. So that premium has shrunk. But I think this gets to what was available when we were deploying that capital, and relative to our game plan, how did we do?
And in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but a big issue was the liquidity premium. And if you're going to tie up your money in private equity, what extra bonus do you expect to achieve from that? And there really wasn't a whole lot to compare, because it's very opaque with respect to all the information from the private markets. But now for us, more of a question is, in private markets, especially in private equity, manager selection is really critical as compared to public. And so hopefully this new benchmark, new information, will give us the ability to determine, are we really with the best managers? Because if you're in the upper quartile of managers versus those who are in the bottom quartile, if you're in bottom quartile of managers, why be in private investments? You just, you're not going to get the returns, and your money is locked up. So hopefully this will be a tool to help us see that we're on the right path, that we're with the best managers that we can find, and that StepStone is an effective tool to help us get there. So that's part of that.
It sounds like a motion. Is that a motion to change?
Yes, that is
one
a motion.
Policy benchmark?
So moved.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, is there any further discussion on the item? Anybody wants to strap themselves to the public rocket?
Just a question. I guess to me, what David just said, it's actually not mutually exclusive. This benchmark will help us get the best managers. And my understanding of a private investments is still we need to somehow benchmark against public, because the money is still frozen. So we're giving up liquidity for a chance to get a higher return. So how getting a best manager and not comparing to private market will achieve it? That's kind of my question.
So if I could
trying to compare, we already have benchmarks for the public markets, right? If that's what we're talking about. There is an expense either with MSCI or Cambridge, although MSCI is the larger universe to go with, but trying to figure out, now we can't get the vintage year, origination year on the private market. That kind of noise will be a little bit different inside of there, but we're trying to assure, did we make the best selections inside of that private sphere? But the rest of our benchmarks and the rest of the portfolio is going to see the private side. So as opposed to saying private plus three, like we used to use, or an industry standard as an alternative, it's not truly the peer on peer. So it's an imperfect benchmark. We have those in our public sector already. So for the private, we're really just trying to say, okay, what is the universe of private doing? And particularly into the private of others. Now they have different investments per se than we do, but it is a more perfect market than our benchmark than it was S&P plus or Russell 3000 plus 3%.
So I interpreted it, and that's great info. So I interpret his question, Dennis's question, to be an opportunity cost question is how I think I would frame it, right? Which is that, should we look at the opportunity cost of not being in the public market as part of the benchmark for private equity? That, so I don't know, Colin, if you want to speak to that, but that's, or Dave.
That's what you need the benchmark to tell you. Mm-hmm. Asset selection is separate than the benchmarking.
Yeah, I mean, the other question is, what value does it bring to Cicero to be invested in private markets? And one is you hope to outperform the public sector. And so that's that expectation of public plus 3% or whatever. But the other value is diversification. And correct me if I'm wrong, decreased volatility. So when you're looking at private investments and private equity and so forth, you're looking at long-term 10 plus years where your money's just sitting, growing and earning and so forth. And it's a different asset class, so it diversifies from the public markets. So it's, yes, we do want it to perform better than our public market investments, but what other value does it have? So diversification and stability and so forth. And if we're looking at it that way, then within private investments, how do we compare versus the global?
There's really two questions. Is it worth it to be in privates? And you already have the simple target index that really, in my opinion, answers that. The second one, which we really don't have an answer to, is, well, how well did we do within privates? And that's what this series of indices is designed to help us answer, so we can slice and dice, so we can try to be in the top, you know, one and two quartiles and make sure that that's where CSERA is on a go-forward basis. So it's that question that we can't really answer right now unless there's a ton of other work, but it doesn't flow through your policy index in any way right now. But this would help address that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you. Yeah, that's why I said it. For me, it was not mutually exclusive. So I understand why we need this new benchmark, but at the same time, kind of keeping the old one. But you said we can track it differently. So I guess that answers my question.
It's, you know, the simple target index really measures, like, you took complexity on an asset allocation decision. Did that pay off over this time period or not? And it gives you clarity on that. And then this is going to get into, within the, you know, are we picking the right vintage years? Are we picking the right managers within the vintage years and that sort of thing? So it's just, it gives you a little bit level, additional point of clarity. And I think, you know, what we're talking about today is a change to the policy index. As Colin said, we're going to have multiple indexes because they're measuring different things. This is just what we're going to measure, you know, quarter in, quarter out on the implementation. But you do have to step back and say, you know, the board looked at recommendations on asset allocation, selected an asset allocation. You know, did that play out the way you expected it to over a 5 or 10 year period? And that's just, it's a longer view. You want to keep track of it. You want to know what's working or whether what's performing according to expectations and what's a deviation. So you had those conversations. This is gets into a little more of the nitty gritty of, on a quarter in, quarter out basis, are things heading in the right direction?
Thank you.
All right, well, we have a motion to authorize the change in the total fund policy benchmark as recommended by the investment committee and our investment consultant, Makita. Any further discussion or questions on the item? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabot-Rivet?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Beerswa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Wong?
Aye.
And Swan?
Aye.
All right, that carries 9-0. Thanks, everybody. That was actually an interesting discussion. Thank you. Safe travels. All right. Well, safe travels. Don't get me started.